Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Well, let's say good morning first. Anyway, good morning. It is Tuesday, the 6th of November, and welcome to day 6 of Napod Pomo. And it is actually 6 o'clock in the morning as well, so lots of sixes today. I was talking to Rich at work yesterday, who is listening to these episodes, and basically I let forth a rather impressive burp in the office. Now, I was going to say I don't usually do that because I do. You know, I am that disgusting. And he said, I don't know why you don't start your Napod Pomo episodes with that kind of sound. But I couldn't do that to you because that would be, not good. Anyway, last night was games night here at the house. It's a monthly get together, which started off originally. It's been going for a good few years now. Started off as just me and Caroline and two friends. Kids usually are kind of heading to bed by the time that games night starts, so they don't usually get involved unless there's food around, of course. In which case, yeah, they become little scavengers. There's now us and six friends. So last night in the house we had 11 people, which is the most number of people we've ever had in this house in the 12 and a half years we've lived here. Anyway, after food, we played a few games, tabletop games, including a card game, which I'd never heard of before, but apparently it's been around since the 1980s, called Set. Now, I'm going to put a link to the Wikipedia article because it describes quite well how the game works. I'm just going to briefly summarize it here. Now, the way this set works is you start with 81 cards, each of which is unique by a combination of four different factors. So you get, there are three different colours, three different numbers, three different symbols, and three different shadings. So 3 × 3 × 3 × 3 = 81. Now, the aim of the game is to identify sets of cards, sets of three, that conform to the rules, which are each of the factors, the colour, the number, the symbol, or the shading, must all be the same, or they must all be different. So a set of three cards where all the colours are purple, but the symbols, the shading, and the number are all different across the three cards is a valid set. But if two of the cards were purple and one was red, or two of the symbols were ovals and one is a diamond, that isn't valid. It says on the Wikipedia article that if you can sort a group of three cards into two of something and one of something else, then that is not a set. And it sounds quite boring, but I tell you what, it is a very exhilarating game because you've got eight people huddled over this this pile of cards all trying to look for things. And it's not a smash and grab game. You have to declare a set first. And then once you declared it, you get control and you then pick your set out. And if your set is valid, you keep those cards and that counts as 1 point. But if your set is not valid, you actually have to relinquish one of your previous sets of cards. So you can't just call out set and get it wrong because you get penalised. You also can't call set and not pick a set. So you have to do it within a timely manner. But yeah, it's a really awesome game and I would highly recommend it. We're actually going to buy a copy of it ourselves because it is really good. And apparently, according to this, the number of players, you can go down to one. So you can actually play this game by yourself, which kind of makes sense because you're just looking for patterns. And of course, last night was also Bonfire Night or Guy Fawkes Night. As we call it here in the UK, which celebrates the failure of the gunpowder plot in 1605, where some rather nasty people tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in London. Now, the day is usually celebrated by fireworks and bonfires and basically crapping up the environment with smoke. Yeah, okay, it's not too bad. You get used to it. But we've been having fireworks in the local area for a couple of weeks now. And I would imagine they'll probably go on till next weekend. as well. You know, that's the kind of the way things happen. Now, I learned this morning, actually, that there was an Act of Parliament until 1859 to observe the day during which services of Thanksgiving were actually held annually. And the attendance to these services was mandatory, but not penalised. And I had no idea about that, that for 250 years, there was an observance day, an act of observance for the 5th of November. I mean, it's a huge day in the British history. But what I didn't expect to hear, and I have to admit, this has actually quite disgusted me in a way that I couldn't imagine, is there are news reports. Now, I've not verified these, I've not confirmed these, I've not seen footage, that a group of individuals created an effigy of the Grenfell Tower block. I'll go on to that in a second. And burned it on video and published to social media. Now, Grenfell Tower, the Grenfell Tower fire is an event that happened last year in which 72 people died. Apparently, it's the greatest loss of life by fire since the Second World War. And quite frankly, it's disgusting. It's utterly, utterly deplorable that a group of people can create an effigy of a building that burned only last year with such a phenomenal loss of life during the time that the public inquiry into the fire is in session. Now, I'm following the public inquiry of the Grenfell Tower fire very closely. And I tell you, it's not an easy thing to listen to. There's a podcast produced by the BBC called the Grenfell Tower Inquiry Podcast, which summarises in 20, 30 minutes that day's session. So you get to hear from the people that are giving evidence, the organisations that are giving evidence. And this inquiry is going to be going on for a significant amount of time yet. So it'll be well into next year, if not longer. So I'm really at a loss for words. I'm off script here. I haven't written any of this down. And I cannot even begin to understand why an individual or group of individuals would do something so disrespectful, so inhumane, to create an effigy of this building, specifically this building. I mean, it could be any other building. Yeah, you know, it could be the Twin Towers. The actual end result would be exactly the same. It's inhumane. It's despicable that somebody would even consider doing this, let alone actually doing it. And it wasn't just symbolic either. The words Grenfell Tower were put on this model of the tower block. People were drawn, I think it might have been cut out of paper or cardboard, and put into the windows. There is a suggestion that all of the people were created out of brown paper. So there is potentially hate crime going on here as well. Again, I've got no verification of this, so I can't say for certain. And again, allegedly, while this effigy was burning, there were people shouting in the background saying, "Get out, get out." Why would you do this? In what world, in what circumstance, is something like this acceptable in this day and age? in this timing, how is this acceptable? There's been no, while the public inquiry is going on, we're still gathering evidence. There's no blame at this stage. There's no conclusion as to who is at blame for the Grenfell Tower fire. So why would you do something like this? Right, I'm repeating myself now, so I'm going to shut up. You also notice that I've extended the show, so this will be more than 10 minutes long. But, it just makes my blood boil. It's just, shut up, basically. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Michael Jonathan Al Fart Survey for interacting on yesterday's episode. I learned something yesterday, that if you mention farts in a tweet, you get loads of responses. Apologies for the slight dropout in audio last night. Not yesterday. What planet are you on? I think I've resolved it, so hopefully when you join me tomorrow, it will be resolved. Have a great day.